Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
On Wednesday, Governor Dunleavy announced that hundreds of medical personnel are coming to the state to assist in the state's health care facilities. Nearly 300 registered nurses and more than 100 certified nursing assistants or patient care technicians are among the health care workers expected to arrive in Alaska under an $87 million contract between the state of Alaska and the Federal General Services Administration. The incoming health care workers, the first of whom are expected to arrive next week, are part of a comprehensive support plan for Alaska's health care system, finalized this week by the Dunleavy administration for medical facilities strained by an influx of COVID patients.
There's definitely an emergency occurring in the hospitals. And what has happened in the hospitals over the last several months is somewhat similar to what's happened in a lot of sectors in our society as a result of the pandemic. And that is a lot of folks are getting burned out. So we have people leaving the healthcare industry, nurses, respiratory therapists, and in some cases, doctors. So our capacity here in Alaska, as in other places, is actually shrinking at a time when this variant is growing and causing more cases to go up.
The governor outlined a four-step plan, which includes emergency regulations passed in order to get more Alaskans trained and certified as nurse aides more quickly. Dunleavy adds,
we introduced two bills into the legislature that would have helped build capacity. Those bills failed, but that doesn't mean that we don't have other avenues to assist with this capacity. And so we're going to be building up our healthcare capacity. Hopefully, when the press conference is concluded, the story for Alaskans will be that we are on top of this. We continue to be on top of this. Yes, the case counts are rising, but we still need individual Alaskans to give some serious thought about getting a vaccine. And we need individual Alaskans to understand that if they do get infected, what are the steps in which they can minimize that illness within themselves and how they can take care of themselves better.
On Wednesday, the DHSS enabled crisis standards of care through the new addendum to the existing public health emergency order. For more information on the governor's plan, RadioKenai.com. On Tuesday, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reported 861 new COVID-19 cases, 6 deaths, and 196 hospitalizations in the data update. That includes 835 resident cases and 26 non-resident cases, several of which were reported across the Kenai Peninsula. Yesterday, there were 26 new resident hospitalizations and 6 new Alaska resident deaths reported. The individuals who died were an Anchorage male resident aged 80 and up, an Anchorage male resident in his 70s, another Anchorage male resident in his 70s, a female Anchorage resident in her 70s, a female Dillingham Census Area resident in her 60s, and a female Soldotna resident in her 70s. Currently, there are 196 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 who are hospitalized, 11 additional patients considered persons under investigation. At Central Peninsula Hospital, the hospital occupancy rate's currently at 132%. The current number of admitted patients are 65. The total hospital capacity is 49. There are 25 COVID patients hospitalized at CPH, 22 of which are unvaccinated, 3 are fully vaccinated. There are 5 COVID patients in the ICU. That 9-bed unit is currently at 100%, and there is 1 COVID patient on a ventilator. The current statewide alert level, based on the reported number of cases per 100,000 people over the past 7 days, is high in the red category at 803, and it is growing daily. For boroughs and census areas, 25 areas and regions of the state are on the high alert level, including the Kenai Peninsula region. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.